We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Monday, July 17th, goes to Gary Hillman. I feel like I just be telling y'all the same things over and over and over and over again, but Gary Hillman is 48 years old, and he was arrested for being more than 3 times over the drunk driving limit. Let me tell you something. I don't know why we are still getting on this radio and telling people not to drink and drive. With all these rideshare companies that exist today, there is absolutely no reason. But here's the thing. It's one thing to get behind the wheel. It's another to get behind the wheel and still not know when to quit. See, Gary Hillman was determined to either kill somebody or kill himself when he was driving drunk. What do you mean, Uncle Charlotte? Well, Gary was pissy drunk. And on Friday around 2:50 p.m., clearly day drinking. Okay, clearly just left for brunch or something. He collided with a security fence after going too fast around a corner. He failed to stop and report the accident, and he carried on driving. Now, he said he was just drinking vodka. I don't understand people who get this drunk, because you would think a crash into a fence would sober you up. Mm-hmm. You would think a crash into a fence would make you realize, man, I've had one too many. But no, Gary kept driving. And then as he was approaching a roundabout, he crashed into a central reservation, which caused his airbags to be deployed. Now, at this point, I definitely don't think driving would be possible, but Gary kept going. Right? He turned around on the highway and stuck his head out of the driver's window in order to see over the airbags. He was said to be driving slowly, but he veered onto the wrong side of the road on which he was traveling for 3/4 of a mile. At one point, Gary drove head-on directly towards an ambulance, which had his blue lights and sirens on. Imagine that. This ambulance on the way to help somebody in need, maybe even had somebody in there already, and Gary could have hit them head-on and killed everyone in the ambulance. Okay, one of the officers said it's nothing short of a miracle that there wasn't an extremely serious incident leading to serious injury or death. Now, when police finally caught up with Gary's stupid ass, his blood test was taken, which revealed he had 249 mg of alcohol and 100 mg of blood. I have no idea what that means. I just know the legal limit is 80, and he was three times over the limit. Now, Gary did say he was remorseful, and his lawyer said he had hit rock bottom at the time of the offense, and he recognizes there was a problem, and he has been in contact with Alcoholics Anonymous to help rebuild his life. Good for you, Gary. That's what we want to happen, but that doesn't mean you will not be held responsible for the consequences of your actions. This man has clearly watched one too many Fast and Furious movies. All right, this man thought he was Dominique Toretto. How many times has Vin Diesel's car exploded and he kept driving it? All right, I don't know how many other ways to tell y'all not to drink and drive. I thought this was something that collectively we all decided was a terrible idea years ago. If you want to drink, stay your ass home, okay? If you want to drink, do it at a friend's house where you don't got to leave. If you want to drink, factor your Uber or Lyft into what you plan to spend that night on drinks, because there is no reason to be drinking and driving. No reason at all. There's not one single solitary reason on this third rock from the sun for you to be drinking and driving. Do I have to tell you that each drink you drive impairs your ability to drink? Wait, what the hell did I just say? Each drink you have impairs your ability to drive, okay?
There you go.
That's right. If you are drunk, don't drive, all right? Don't even putt. That was a golf reference. Maybe if we make it rhyme, people will listen. Let me try. Allow life to thrive. Don't drink and drive. Look, man, the moral of the story is drinking and driving. There are stupider things to do, but it's a very short list. Please give Gary Hillman the biggest hee-haw. I don't even know any other ways to tell people not to drink and drive no more.
I mean, we say it all the time.
It's unbelievable at this point. It's like, you know how much money was spent on don't drink and drive campaigns?
Yeah.
Like, come on. There's nothing I can say. That I can say that somebody shouldn't know already about drinking and driving.
And like you said, if you're going to go out and drink and drive, maybe just put the Uber or whatever.
That's right.
Taxi cab or however you need to get home. Put that in your budget for
the night. Come on, man. And just think about it. Each drink you drive impairs your ability to drink.
Your lift, whatever you need to.
I mean, you know what I'm trying to say here?
You drunk now?
What am I trying to say?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Each drink you have impairs your ability to drive.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. Well, that is your donkey of the day. Shout out to BET. We'll see you tomorrow. Everybody else, let's open up the phone line. 800-585-1051. We were talking about Sexy Red. Now, there was a clip of Sexy Red. They say performing in front of a school-age children. It was a high school that hit the internet.
I didn't see her perform. I thought she just showed up.
That's what the report said. But she said, I actually didn't perform. It was prom week, and I went up there to give the girls bundles and the boys money for haircuts because I remember when I needed help with my prom stuff.
That's right. Drop on the clues, Mom, for Sexy Red. All of y'all out there talking about the school shouldn't have picked Sexy Red. I think Sexy Red picked the school.
So people were upset. They said, you know, they shouldn't have picked Sexy Red. They said, if you don't know who Sexy Red, can you play a snippet of her record so people know what it is?
She the one who said your booty hole brown.
Well, she says vagina pink and booty hole brown. Here it goes, just so you can hear, so you know what it is.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.